scarce? Tight?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is going to be another verb set question. Alright, if there were some people on a diving board and he walked to the end of the board and he
dove.
And then, let's see, how am I going to say that? Okay, in the past he has
dived.
Okay, and then, okay, after he got in the water he
swam.
Okay, and in the past he has
swum.
Now, when you dive in and you hit the water flat, you call it a
belly buster, belly flopper.
Oh, belly flopper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's an acrobatic kind of thing, not in the water, but on the land. If, like a child puts their head down and then flips their legs over, you say
somersault?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of, if a person pays a bill off in cash, the storekeeper might give them a little present and call it a... Okay. Someone got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he got
drowned.
Mm-hmm. And if he went down for the third time, you'd say he
drowned.
Before a baby can walk, it's got to
crawl.
Okay, now if you were looking at a really tall mountain, you might say, now that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
Now last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But as for me, I have never
climbed.
If a child was wanted to hide,
I have heard clung.
Oh, you have heard that
mm-hmm.
in this area
mm-hmm.
as a kind of a past tense thing. That's good.
He clung up it.
He clung up it. That's really neat. That's neat that you notice those things and pick up those things. If a child wanted to hide from you, like behind a sofa or something. Okay, they'd get down like this and you'd say they were all...
hunched down.
Okay.
Hunkered down.
Yeah. Oh, you've heard hunkered down, too.
Mm-hmm.
Squished
down.
Wow. That's...
wow.
Yeah, she's got lots. Okay, a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over beside his bed and...
knelt down.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were feeling tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
lie down.
And talking about a person who was really sick, you might say, he couldn't even sit up, he just...
lay there.
Mm-hmm. Talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamt.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, often when I go to sleep, I...
dream.
But then I can't always remember what I have...
dreamt. I don't know which I say. Either one.
Oh, you use both of those ones.
Yeah.
Okay, I dreamt I was falling. Just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Okay, if you brought your foot down heavy on the floor like that, you'd say you were...
stomping?
Now, if
stamping.
Which would you say?
I would say stomp, but I've heard stamp.
But you've heard stamp.
Mm-hmm.
If a boy saw a girl at, I don't know, dance or church or something, he had a car there, he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, may I
take you home?
Mm-hmm. If a car was stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you might tie a rope on it and
pull.
The stove was hot and you didn't want to, you know, to warn a child, you might say no.
Don't touch.
If you needed a knife, for example, and you sent someone for it, you'd say, go.
Get me a knife.
Did you ever play any hiding games when you were a child?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call them?
Hide and seek.
Okay.
Kick the can.
Oh, kick the can?
Mm-hmm.
When you were playing hide and seek, I guess, what would you call the place that you'd have to run back to?